Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrini here with our double Big Brother Canada exit interview. Still trying to put things all together from the double eviction from Thursday night. It was the Good Friday holiday this past Friday. And then here we are on Monday morning talking with the latest two players evicted from the Big Brother 5 Odyssey. And that would be Emily and Netta. What we're going to do here today in this podcast, with all due respect to Emily, we've had so much demand for the Netta exit interview. We are going to get to that one first, and then we will have our Emily interview following that all here today in this podcast. Then later on Monday night, I will be back with Taryn and Brent to talk about what's going on over the weekend and update everything from the live feeds. The LFC Roundtable was back for another week this past Sunday, both on our YouTube channel for reality TV wrap ups and then also in this very podcast feed. So check that out if you have not heard that yet. And of course, they'll be back every Sunday to cover everything going on over in the Big Brother live feeds at, I believe, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. All right, it looks like that we have Netta here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her through. Netta, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay-ish.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, my heart goes out to you, Netta, that we have to talk about this. I know you look so sad on the show the other night. Do you feel like that...
Oh, did I?
Do you feel like that if you didn't get that immunity to start the game, that you would still be in there?
I really do. I think it was just, the target, we talked about this before, but the target on my back was already so big that made it even way bigger. And it kind of just gave people a time frame of exactly when to get me out of the game. And the way that it was announced, like in between, right after an eviction, right before an HOH of a double, like it just made it way too easy for people to pounce.
How did it get so bad with Aika from what we saw on the episode?
Literally, it started on night three. It was just day after day, she was just chipping away at the trust, and got to a point where I couldn't really fake it with her anymore. I was like night three, started off with her and Kat cornering me in the pantry, accusing me of like being sketchy because I was hanging out with the newbies. I'm like, you guys, it's freaking night three, like let's chill out. And then like we had discussed at length putting up Jackie and Cassandra before I won my HOH, and then even during it we were talking, and after the noms she kind of pulled a weird little thing. So it just felt like every morning you would wake up, and everyone in the alliance kind of felt this, but every morning you would wake up and you just didn't know if you were on Aika's good side or if you were on her bad side. So it was just kind of really exhausting playing with her, and it really just started getting to me, especially the week before I was evicted. It really got to me, and I just couldn't keep being fake to her anymore, mm-hmm. and we both sensed it, and yeah.
See, I'd be good at it because that's like every day here with my wife. So I never know what to expect. So I can roll with the punches, Netta. So talk about your reaction to this move from Cindy's perspective. Do you think that this was a good move for Cindy's game or a bad move for her?
No, it was a horrible move for Cindy's game. It was a great move for Aika's game. Horrible move for Cindy. Cindy just did it for television. I mean, she got rid of JP for television. It was horrible for her strategy. She was gone the week after. She did this for television again, and she didn't think strategically. She just wants to make big moves to get as much airtime as possible. Sorry, Cindy. I love you, but it's true.
Would it have been possible for you to play more like your Big Brother Canada 2 game at all this season? Or was the target just too big that you had to go so hard from the beginning?
There's no way I could have played the same as last time. Last time I wanted to lay low, not win competitions, not be a threat in any way. Everyone thought I was dumb. I barely spoke. Like, clearly people know me a little bit better than that now. So there was no way I could do the same thing again. I had to go in. I had to win competitions. And then when I won my immunity, I was like, okay, well, now if I do get to the end of the game and I'm not making big moves, then people are going to know she was dragged to the end and never vote for me. And if I let my big targets stay when my immunity ended, then they would also be coming after me. So there was really no proper way for me to play this game this time. I just kind of went in pretty much ready to lose.
So looking back on how it went over those first few weeks, do you have any regret for going after the other returning vets like Dallas and Cass and Gary, considering that you were going to be another returning vet going out after them?
No, because the everyone thought that vets would stick together. Maybe newbies would stick together. That's not the case at all. That side was already like Cassandra in week one went up to all the vets and she was just mad at one point and said, the vets are done. We're done with this. And then we saw them kind of building like a little crew on the other side. It was her, Gary, Dallas, William, Dre, and Ika was a little bit a part of that as well. So like we couldn't let that happen. That's why we had to take out that side for the supposed sixth alliance to get further.
I know you said that it was a possibility or everybody thought that the vets were going to stick together, but did you feel like there was any way that, you could have made that work?
It wasn't really up to me. It was, like I said, in week one, people were already threatening to like backdoor people, threatening to not be with the vets anymore. It was eight really strong, big personalities chosen from the vets, and we all knew each other's game, so I don't think there was any chance of us sticking together. Also, I've seen past seasons. It never works, okay? Like, the crew in the beginning never sticks together, so...
No. So what about now with you out of the picture? How do you see the rest of the season going?
I don't know. Hopefully it gets way more crazy. It's already been such a crazy season. I really want to just have a really good winner representing the season just because it's been so good so far. So I just want people to pull out some killer moves now.
But who do you think is going to win? Give us a prediction.
Who do I think? I don't know. I want maybe Kevin to win. I really don't know. I'm not rooting for any specific person. I'm rooting for just someone to play a really good game, even if it's Ike or Cindy.
What do you want the listeners to know about the game that you played that you feel like you haven't been able to say?
I think I've said it all, but like I go in there and I'm not like normal meta, obviously. I'm playing for $100,000. Like, do you feel bad when you play Monopoly against your family and you charge them rent if they land on a spot? No, well, I'm playing for a freaking 100 grand. I'm like complete game bot meta in there. And I went in there knowing that. I tried to play nice the first time around. It really didn't work. I came out still being called a bitch. So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go in this time and just be a bitch and just get everything done and backstab as many people and make some big moves.
Do you feel like how everybody is trying to gun after you the second that you're vulnerable, does that really cement your legacy as one of the all-time greats?
I'm definitely not an all-time great. I left in 11th place. pretty sad.
That's not what I hear. The queen stays queen, Netta.
Oh, thank you, Rob. But like, I feel like that's my mom probably just making a bunch of Twitter accounts saying that.
And then, Netta, finally, would you ever play Big Brother again? Or do you feel like that this is a bad experience this time around?
No, 100% I would play again. I will never say no to Big Brother. This is just, I get to, like, man, if I got to live out my dream three times, like, are you kidding me? But I don't think they're asking me back. So, but I would always say yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Netta, again, so nice to hear from you. Again, hope you're doing okay. And then we'll see you when this whole thing's over in a couple of weeks, okay?
Thank you so much, Rob.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Netta sounds like she's doing pretty good, all things considered. So very nice to hear her voice here on the Big Brother Canada exit interview. So we got one other interview to get to here today. We're going to talk with Emily. We're going to do a quick break. We'll come back and then we'll do my exit interview with Emily.
Hi.
Emily, how's it going?
I'm good. How is it going with you?
Yes, very good. Long time no speak, and sad to see you go out of the Big Brother house the other night, but looking forward to hearing about what you were up to in the game. So could you just start off by talking about why do you feel like that the house decided to get rid of you instead of Dylan?
Honestly, I think that the house kind of started seeing me as, you know, a little strategic, and I think they kind of realized that I was kind of, I don't want to say the puppet master because that sounds mean, but you know, Dylan would listen to like my, what I wanted to do in the game and what I thought. So I think people kind of saw that and decided if I was out of the house, they could maybe have more control over what Dylan does or who he aligns with, without me there. So that's maybe why I'm sitting here talking to you.
So can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Dylan? Was that just sort of like a friendship in the house, or did you view it as something romantic going to outside of the house?
honestly, like pretty much 90% of the time we were in there, we were honestly just friends, and it was nice to have like a buddy that I could laugh with, and we had so much fun together. But then emotions started happening, and thing, you know, like if he was feeling down, I would, you know, I talked to him, and we got to talk about our home lives, and he kind of opened up about stuff that has happened to him. And I think those situations just bring people closer together. And I know that, like, if I was ever feeling down, he was always there. If I was, you know, if I didn't feel good, he would make sure I'm okay. And I think those instances really kind of changed our friendship into maybe something a little more.
Okay. Now this is where it gets complicated, because that he's on the jury and that you are not. So do you feel like this is something that you feel like has longevity potentially outside of the game?
Yeah. I mean, like, I hope so. And that sucks too, because like, even if, you know, we just wanted to make sure that we were in jury together, because I know if I was in there without him, I would be going insane. And if he ends up in jury, he's probably going to go insane too. But, you know, I'm still going to be rooting for him, and I hope that we can hang out. And if nothing happens, like, I know that we forever will be good friends.
How do you feel about his chances moving forward? Do you think he has a good shot to win the game?
You know what? He has to be really smart from here on out. And I think that if he doesn't make it known, like, which side he's choosing, I think if he's kind of laying low, I think that's what he needs to do to get further, because, you know, every week something different happens or a twist comes in. And I think that he needs to be a number instead of an alliance member. Right now anyways, that I think if he does that, he could go really far.
Do you have any regrets about striking up such a strong, at least friendship at first with Dylan, that it seemed like that he was a person that everybody, you know, you couldn't miss him in the house, and there were different players who were targeted like a Dallas because of their relationship with him. And then we saw other players try to, you know, stir up a fight with him to try to like to say like, hey, you don't need to worry about me, I'm fighting with Dylan. Do you feel like that if you had to do it all over again, would you have kept your distance from Dylan?
No, I couldn't. Like, honestly, like we just were like two little magnets, and
he does have a lot of gravity,
right? He does. And I don't know, I think that it's funny, because when we were put on the block, and you know, like, nobody would talk to Dylan, and pretty much me either, but I think that after a while, people kind of saw us sticking together as like a good thing instead of like a bad thing. I think people like didn't have that loyalty with anyone else in the house. And I think they kind of saw it as an advantage, in that, you know, we weren't just going to turn our backs on each other. And it kind of was shown in maybe a positive light rather than a negative light. But that was later.
Can you talk a little bit about Kevin winning the veto? Did you guys expect that he was going to eventually use it?
I thought that Kevin was going to use the veto until we were in the veto and I was competing against him. And before the slideshow had started, I said, like, you know what, we can pull this off. We can get both me and Dylan off the block. Like Kev, like, come on, we can do this. And he didn't say a single word. And at that point, I knew, like, he was gunning for it hard, and that he was planning on keeping the nomination the same. So that really sucked. But then I did think that William was going to have some pull over whether he used it or not. And I was kind of surprised that he told William he would use it and then didn't use it.
One of the things that I thought has been really surprising is that we've never seen all of the new players really get on the same page. Was that ever an idea that was kicked around from all of the rookies to have some sort of a truce going forward?
Yeah, like, I really tried. I really, really tried for like a newbie alliance for us to come together. This was when I was on the block the second week, and Mark had gone home, and me and Dylan were sitting on the block, and I just, like, got really scared, because I just thought that the vets were just going to pick us off one by one, and it's just easy to throw up the newbies because no one wanted to go after a vet for some reason. So I remember talking to like Jackie and Dre and William, and they weren't having any of it. They weren't giving me anything, you know, they weren't really on board with it. So I just, you know, when stuff like that happens, you just have to change plans. And that was the only time that I had tried to really cement something in the newbies, but you know, they weren't having any of it. So
why were you guys so gung-ho to get Jackie out?
Well, I don't know. Like I never really had anything against Jackie, and I just thought, like, I remember feeling bad for her because she, you know, just kind of was constantly on the wrong side of the boat, or she was, you know, the person she was rallying to stay went home, or I don't know. I don't even know what happened with her and Ika, but Ika just like hated her guts, and Karen hated her guts. And I kind of felt bad for her. So I was, you know, talking to her, and I kind of brought her into the alliance, if you will. But yeah, I just think she was like just rubbing people the wrong way. And I think that people threw around the word fake all the time, but I don't know. I thought that Jackie was pretty cool, but she obviously, you know, didn't want me around either. So I don't know. I don't know what this whole thing with Jackie was.
Okay. And then Emily, is there anybody from the cast that you'll be fine if you never run into ever again?
That's a good question. You know what? No, if any single one of them called me up and was like, yo, let's go for a beer, I'd be like, absolutely.
Every single one?
I really think so.
Okay.
I don't know, because like, I only know them in the game, right? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, Kevin can, you know, I hope that every time he does up his jacket, his zipper breaks and gets stuck. But other than that...
that would be annoying.
Right? Just for the rest of his life, a zipper never works on any of his sweaters, hoodies, or, you know, jackets.
Okay. What about a fly?
A fly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope that... Oh, I just hope it breaks and he has to use those annoying buttons.
Button fly jeans for the rest of his days. Okay.
Yeah.
Emily, thank you so much for coming on with us. And then all the best to you outside the game, okay?
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye. Everybody, there you have it. There's Emily. I'm so upset with myself that I didn't get a casty question in there. I'm just realizing it now. What are you going to do? All right. So that's going to do it for our double exit interview here this morning. So what I would like to tell you to check out next is going to be my Monday night episode recap coming up here. I'll be back talking about everything going on with Big Brother Canada. Plus, we'll check in with everything from the live feeds over the weekend. So be on the lookout for that here in this very podcast feed, Reality TV Rehap Ops, or our Big Brother podcast feed. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.